know about white people, but I know everybody black and Latino got an uncle somewhere down the line in their family that dressed just like this. Nipples right to the belt loop. And got that one little testicle to hang on the side. And my Uncle Charlie, one, you ever notice when cats get old, they start leaving that one arm behind? And they be looking for their steps like that. There it is, there it is. And my Uncle Charlie, you ever notice your old school cats think they created dancing? I gotta tell you this, I had my go to my family reunion a couple years ago. And my Uncle Charlie was in the kitchen cooking fish. And while all my aunties are in the living room dancing, you know when you ladies get drunk, y'all all do the same dance, right? So my auntie like, ah, come on, girl. Come on, girl. Yes, right. Turn it up. Now I gotta show you my Uncle Charlie. My Uncle Charlie heard this song, came out and lost his living mind. He's like, goddamn, what's going on out here? Ah, there it is, boy. Ah, there it is, nigga. He said, you don't know nothing about Charlie. Back it up, Charlie. Moonwalk, Charlie. He said, you don't know nothing about Charlie. Then he did a dance move I had never seen. He said, here we go now. My name is Arnaz. I love y'all so much. So I can talk grown now, right? I can talk grown? Yeah. Ladies, can I talk grown to you? Yeah. Okay, yeah, I hear you talking. We're going to find out. Now, remember, ladies, y'all gave me permission. When did they start shaving pussies? Don't look at me stupid. Y'all gave me permission. When did they start shaving pussies? See, no, it ain't been no long time ago. That's a damn lie. They just started that bullshit. That's a fad. My mama never shaved her pussy. Act like you ain't never seen your mama's pussy. Act like you ain't never seen your mama pussy. She right there. Act like you ain't never seen your mama pussy. Nigga, I was 11 years old. That was trauma. My mama had Jane Brown down there. She was butt naked. I opened the bathroom like, ay! I didn't go to school for 2.5 weeks. I was blind in my left eye. And we know back in the day, our mamas didn't know what a gym was. Nigga, everything was loose on that body. Brr, 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 brr. Y'all know what I'm hitting. Brr. That clit looked like a punching bag. Brr. I'm tired of you women shaving your little cat box anyway. Oh, bald head pussies. Look like a piece of meat with a slit in it. And then when your hair starts prickling back, look like you got the measles. Now, I fish with this Jamaican. Never went fishing with a Jamaican before. Jamaicans don't lose, they don't use poles. He just had what was called a 200-pound test line. 200-pound test line can pull a damn car. And they don't have poles, he just had this rap line. And he threw it out and I looked at it, I said, what you gonna do with that? He said, I'm gonna show you, boy. Something hit that line and said, oh, here we go, boy. That was doing like that. I was pro-Jamaican, I was like, get it, and then his line went tight. He said, oh, something got me lying. Something really big on me lying. So I looked, it was a goddamn Mako shark. And Mako shark caught that tuna. I said, that's a shark. He said, shark, don't worry. Me gonna show you how me do it in Jamaica. I said, that shark gonna show you how they do it in the ocean. He pulled that bitch. Now remember, it wrapped on his arm. All I hear is, boom, McLeod. It pulled that overboard. So we started going, man overboard, man overboard. I started praying, Jesus, please let him live so I can laugh. Please let him live. They got him up on the boat, his legs are shaking. I said, hey man, you want to use my rod? He said, f*** you. Man, not gonna fish no more. Me gonna sit here and talk to the Lord.